I'd like to add to that, not only as a constitutional lawyer, but even more as a Catholic clergyman. The Hosanna Tabor case has protected somewhat some of the challenges we're facing already in terms of hiring and firing in the Catholic Church. We certainly discriminate against no one, and we recognize that every single human person has fundamental human rights, including those who are self-professed as gay or lesbian. But there is going to be no changing what we have stood for 2,000 years concerning marriage. Right now, we're dealing with struggles based on employing people who are in a purported marriage, men with men, women with women, and we cannot hire them because they are, in fact, violating the fundamental teaching of the Catholic Church. So far, Hosanna Tabor and the precedents that have come from that have given us some protection. But there is no question that Matt is correct. The police power of the state will follow any ruling that says that we must give an equal treatment legally to homosexual couples or to lesbian couples as we do to marriage. And if we do not do so, we will suffer the punitive implications. Now, we face the genuine specter of the state invading the church and telling us what we can and cannot preach and what our sacraments are about. That is a threat to fundamental religious freedom. Will there be compulsion for priests or deacons in the Catholic Church, just priests in the Eastern churches, to preside over these services? Now, our colleague from Americans United says there won't be. But we know from the trends of history, the police power follows the federal decisions. But we will not and cannot recognize any such thing as marriage between anyone, beside a man and a woman. And if the state tries to compel us to do so, we must and we will resist.